You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host for this program. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. It's Wednesday. We're up to Wednesday's program here today. Prior to getting started on this program, I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight. If you live in the area, why don't you come by and visit us? We're looking at Bible prophecy. We will touch more here tonight on what you're hearing on the radio today. And if you can't make it to Island, join us for the live feed here starting at 6 o'clock tonight and type in or ask your question live tonight, right from the comfort of your own living room or wherever you may be. Many people come to our church now from farther away, some from Palm Bay and Titusville. And if that's you, join us online, 6 o'clock tonight. But this sermon you're listening to now, we could call it The Mystery of Lawlessness, and that's where we're going to pick it up here today. And that's what we're going to look at here tonight. We're in 2 Thessalonians, verse by verse, going through the book. We're in chapter 3, but I want to start and go back to chapter 2 here tonight. And you're seeing the mystery of lawlessness all around us, friend. All of the evil and the commotion going around distracts you and I from the mission and the great commission that Jesus Christ has given us. Things we need to be doing. Places we need to be found, like Paul, strive to be found at a certain place in Him and not having His own righteousness. This sermon is kind of grounded to get you back on track, keeping your eyes on the finish line, looking unto Jesus, the author and trailblazer of our faith. Love to see you tonight again. Island Community Church's Facebook page, or at the church, 1000 North Banana River Drive, 6 o'clock. Here's part 3 of this message now. He was not for me, is against me.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. It says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work." There we go again. First, we had the prince of the power of the air is already working in the sons of disobedience. Now here's your another continuous verb. It's not prophecy. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains, that's the Holy Spirit of God, we believe. Only he who now is holding back all this evil, only he who now restrains will continue until he is taken out of the way, if that translation is right. But you see, now we're getting somewhere. The mystery of lawlessness. Turn on your television sets. Turn on your radio. Or for some of you, look out the window in your house, and you will see the mystery of lawlessness in the flesh. This is a spiritual problem, not a flesh problem. It's a spiritual problem. Satan's trying to take over and destroy this country. It's a spiritual problem. Am I right? You'll see it today. And you're seeing Bible prophecy as well all around you. The mystery of lawlessness. The King James has it. The mystery of iniquity. You see it, but you just don't understand. It's a mystery. The Bible says it's already at work. Church, hear me this morning. Our society is infected. It's infected with the spirit of lawlessness and the spirit of Antichrist, both of which, mind you, the Bible says, are already in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is already here. The spirit of lawlessness is already here. The mystery of the sons of disobedience, led by their daddy, it's already here. Hear the word of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you'll know the spirit of God. Colon. Every spirit that confesses that the Messiah has come is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that the Messiah has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you've heard is coming, but is now already in the world. And it's infecting people. It's infecting people. Maybe your son or your daughter or your friends, people you see on television, people you read about in the news, newscasters, news people, they're infected with a spirit. Eric, I'm sleeping at your house tonight. You live in Barefoot Bay, right?
We'll fool them.
The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will continue until, see, one day soon, the Holy Spirit will no longer be holding back this evil, and certainly it will be hell on earth. But I want you to see this is a spiritual problem, not a flesh and bone problem, not a problem with the president like they would have you believe. The problem is a spiritual problem. Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, meaning your problem's not with your neighbor. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That would be all them demons we chased out of here during worship this morning. None's got the nerve to stay in here anymore. None's got the nerve to stay in here anymore. You want to hang around, demon? Well, come on in. Let's talk about the blood for the next 40 minutes. Let's see how that works. That's what I do with my bed at 3 in the morning. You want to terrorize me? We're going to have a little talk. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Let's talk about blood. In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. There's power in the blood. You and I have got authority over Satan and these demons. Don't you think he would have taken you out years ago if he could have? There's a hedge around you too. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No demon can take you out. For that matter, no cancer can take you out. No sickness. No banana peel, no devil can take you out until your work here on planet Earth is done. No coronavirus, by the way, can take you out, regardless of what they tell you on television. God is in control of your life. And let me give you this little tidbit of information. God's always been in control of your life. He didn't just start a couple weeks ago. He's always been watching out over you. I think it's time to start preaching. God help me. You want to fight back? If your enemy is hungry, give him bread. That's how you fight. If your enemy is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Now listen to this key verse today for how to get the victory. It's Romans 12:21. Listen to this. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's how you get the victory. You can't win it with his weapons. I just read this morning, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty by God to the pulling down of strongholds. It's good is what you fight this with. Jesus says, those who are you gathering with him, gathering souls, or scattering abroad. You're either with him and for him, or you're against him. I don't care who you are, that's the formula for success. You can't fight Satan on his own terms. Same as what Moses wrote in Genesis 6. He said the whole world was filled with Hamas. You know what Hamas is? It's the Hebrew word for violence. Moses said the whole world's full of Hamas. And that was during Noah's time. And that's a time just like it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said. So it'll be when I return. We're right back at that time again. The whole world's full of Hamas. Everywhere you look. And that is how you'll know the Son of God is coming back. Are you ready for his return? Murder and evil are his tools, not yours. Do not be overcome by evil. You overcome evil with good. You want to fight the devil where he's at? Then go on out here and save some souls. Be a soul winner. Be a soul winner. If you really want to hurt Satan for all the bad he's done you and your family, all the hurt throughout all the years, all the relationships he's destroyed and the people you know, you want to hit him where it hurts? Be a soul winner. Fast and pray. Lead someone to Jesus Christ. Add another name to the book of life. Will be the greatest pain you could ever bring upon that sorry old devil is to gather with him, not to scatter. Sometimes you feel like scattering. I heard that 12 gauges make a lot of things scatter. But that's going into his backyard. You want to go into Jesus' backyard? Then you go out here and save souls and be a soul winner in Jesus' name. That's the only way to fight it. You fight evil not with evil. You fight evil with good. He flips the script. You fight evil with good. Okay. Remember, you'll know them by their fruits. Let's say you are.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD.